We interrupt your regular scrolling, tweeting, Instagramming, and TikToking to bring you a message from your cultural past. You are about to step into the Cultureverse, a place where myths and legends come alive in the modern world. For the next few minutes, listen carefully. Hopefully, you'll find something unexpected, something you've never heard before, or maybe something you have. I'm your host, Kelly Marie Tran. Episode 3, The Cholito de la Suerte. Our story begins in Tucson, Arizona, with Isa, an aspiring reggaeton rapper artista who spent the entire summer writing lyrics and creating beats. Right now, she's in the process of rebranding herself for the new school year. Isa is scrolling through TikTok for inspiration.
I have so many cute outfits planned for this year that I...
That's a pop! Virgen Santissima! And those shades are fire!
Isa has fallen in love with rapper Bad Bunny's new shades. She runs to find her mom, watching telenovelas in the living room.
¿Qué? ¿Qué pasa, mija?
Mami, mira! Look at Bad Bunny's new shades. I gotta have them for my new brand.
Brand? ¿Qué?
From my recording career. I want my brand to match my new persona. Soy Bella Canela.
Bella Canela? Déjame ver that video. ¿Qué, qué? Those are sunglasses. They don't even cover your eyes. They are no use for you, mijita.
Mommy, please. I've been working so hard on my music. I gotta have the right fit para ser famosa so I can build my fan base. Mira, check this out. I'm Bella Canela. Nela, nela, nela. Soy Bella Canela. Bella, mela, mela.
Ooh, yeah.
Olga stares at Isa blankly.
You have been working on this the entire summer?
Yeah, and look, imagine this song and me with these shades.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need any Bad Bunny shades to get ahead of the curve. Andale, go get ready for school. You will be late.
Fine.
Later on, Isa is in class with her best friend, Dolly, who can see that she's not her usual self.
All right, class, so we're going to turn to page 27.
You okay, fam?
Not really. My mom won't let me get these shades.
Isa whips out her phone and stealthily shows Dolly the picture of Bad Bunny.
Oh my God, those shades are it! Maybe ask for them for your birthday or something.
You know, I've gotten nothing but books, books, and more books every birthday since I was 5.
All of a sudden, Isa sees something that looks like a ball rolling down the aisle towards her teacher's desk. She leans further over her desk to get a better look.
Is that a ball?
The little ball unfurls, revealing tiny arms and legs and a face. It's not a ball. It's a thing. Isa's classmates stare at her as the thing scurries behind the teacher's desk before anyone else can see it.
Isa, what are you doing? We're in the middle of a lesson. You nearly gave me a heart.
It's behind your desk!
The teacher freaks out and jumps on top of her desk.
Oh my God, what is that?
She looks again.
Class dismissed.
Isa stops at her locker. She's so distracted thinking about the creature that she can't remember her combination.
3, 19, 70. Come on! Open! 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 Finally!
All of a sudden, Isa hears a noise coming out of her bag that can only be described as, well, kinda cute.
What is that?
Issa cautiously unzips the bag and sees the thing she saw in the classroom. Now that she's closer, she can make out its features better. It's chubby and has a round face with little arms, and it's smiling at her.
Pero soy tu cholito de la suerte.
Issa stares at the locker, in disbelief. She tries to make sense of it. She opens the door again slowly.
Soy tu cholito.
Then she jumps back and nearly falls when the thing sticks its head out.
Soy tu cholito de la suerte.
She runs down the hall, out of the school, and all the way home. That night, Issa can't sleep because she can't stop thinking about that thing. She gets up at 1 a.m. to work on her latest track, hoping it will distract her.
Soy tu reina, soy tu jefa, soy tu cholito. What? Why did I say that? Cholito.
Issa rushes to her bookcase and searches for a little picture book she received from her grandmother in Mexico when she was a baby, called Cholito de la Suerte.
Cholito, cholito.
She finds the book, flips through the pages, and stops suddenly when she lands on an image of Cholito, tossing gold coins all over the place. And then she remembers.
Cholito de la Suerte. Good luck, Cholito. Abuelita said, she said that if you're lucky enough to find a cholito and you take good care of it, it will give you money every morning for the rest of your life. So if that thing hiding in my locker can spit out gold coins like the cholito in this book, I can get my new fit!
She lays the book on her nightstand and finally falls asleep with a smile on her face. The next day, Issa walks to school early, determined to find out what this whole cholito thing is about. Just as she is dialing the last number in her locker combination, she hears...
Hola, Isabelita. Yo soy tu cholito de la suerte.
Yes, you're still here!
Hola, Isabelita! Finalmente!
Shh!
Issa looks around the hallway to make sure no one is watching.
Soy tu cholito de la suerte.
Whoa, are you okay? Lockers aren't exactly the best place to sleep, you know.
Yo lo sé. Tengo hambre. My tummy.
Are you hungry? Can I get you something to drink?
Sí. Hungry?
I got some leftover hot Cheetos. But don't finish them all.
The cholito eats the hot Cheetos so quickly. He starts coughing. Issa gets worried until something falls to the floor from his mouth. A golden coin. Then he spits out another one. And another one. And so on. Issa drops to the floor and scoops up all the coins. This new source of money gives her an idea.
Oh, dang! Would you like to come home with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hop in.
Izzy grabs the cholito carefully and puts him in her backpack.
I'm gonna have to fake like I'm sick so I can go home early.
Oh, my tummy. I feel like I'm gonna barf.
What? How'd that sound?
Good.
She puts on her headphones, plays one of her favorite self-made beats, and starts walking to the school nurse. The cholito hears the music and starts to rap along.
I'm your cholito, little. I'm your cholito, little.
Someone's gonna hear
soy
you!
Cholito, little. Soy tu cholito,
actually,
lito,
that doesn't
lito,
sound too bad.
I'm your cholito, little.
But we gotta stop when we get to the nurse.
Little. Soy tu cholito, little. Soy tu cholito, little. I'm your cholito, little.
At home, Issa unzips her backpack and sets it on her nightstand. The cholito pops out, smiles at her, and then jumps around the room, exploring everything.
Hey, be careful!
The cholito finds the picture book and starts flipping through the pages.
Ese soy yo! Me!
Issa sits next to him, and she flips through the pages, ending on an image with the gold.
So, about this gold.
Gold, 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 gold.
I wanted to show you this mood board together with the outfits I'm gonna need for my new look.
She shows the Cholito her Pinterest board.
Mira, look at the hat, the shoes. Like, it's so the fit for me. Just wait till I walk into school with my new look. Are you hungry again? You can have some of my chocolate.
He eats the chocolate bar so fast, he starts coughing. And then more gold starts to fall from the floor from his mouth.
Oh my god! Here we go!
The creature spits out another one, but this time, it's a silver dollar. And then, he spits out another, and another.
Soy tu cholito de la suerte.
Watch out, world! Bella Canela has arrived!
A couple of days later, Issa walks down the hall at school, this time with the newest Bad Bunny shades. Everyone is checking her out.
Issa, you got them? How?
It's actually Bella Canela now.
Issa puts on her brand new shades, which don't actually cover her eyes, but do look really, really dope on her.
My bad, my bad. Okay, Bella Canela, you coming to drama club?
Oh, I can't. I have to beat my mom home from work so she doesn't see all the packages arriving today, or she'll make me return them.
Issa rushes home from school and scoops up the packages piled up at the front door, all courtesy of the Cholito. She goes to her room and tries everything on. The Cholito, who has been sleeping under her bed, peeks his head out and watches her curiously.
Just wait till they see me in this. Issa, look! Well, but now I really need a bomber jacket and some neon kicks to complete the look. Cholito, can you help me out here?
The Cholito makes some noise and starts coughing up more and more coins. At first, it's just a few, but pretty soon, a mini mountain of coins start to form in the middle of Issa's room.
There's so much money in here, I can't even see you. Cholito, where you at? There you are. Come here. Let's take a selfie. We are looking good.
¿Qué suena, Issa? What was that sound? I could hear it all the way.
Hey, Mommy! Hold on a sec. Come on, Cholito. Just one pic for the gram. We gotta hurry before my...
Issa picks up her phone, sets the timer, and the Cholito jumps out of her arms and scurries around the room.
Issa! No! No!
Oh, Dios, Issa! What's all that noise? ¿Qué estás haciendo?
Just as Issa's mom opens the door, the Cholito jumps out of Issa's arms, grabs her shades, and puts them on swiftly.
Ahí nos vemos, Isabelita. I'll let you keep the shades.
The Cholito disappears, and so does every single coin, a mountain of them. The only thing left behind are the sunglasses. Olga spots the sunglasses on the floor.
Who said this? And who were you just talking to?
There, no one?
Mira, Issa, don't lie to me. I hear another voice in here, and these are clearly not yours.
They're mine, okay?
You don't have money for glasses like this.
It was the Cholito.
Excuse me?
The Cholito de la Suerte?
Mira, Issa, I don't have time for this. Whose sunglasses are these?
I'm telling you the truth, Mommy. I promise I'm...
You are grounded until you tell me the truth.
Ma! Wait, wait, wait! I have a picture.
Issa opens her phone and frantically searches through her camera roll. She thrusts her phone into her mother's hand.
Oh, no. You can't see him. It's just a big flash of light in his place.
Issa runs to her bed and plops down in defeat. Just then, Olga sees something in the background of the photo and enlarges it. She stares for a moment, dumbfounded.
¿Y qué es eso? What's that shiny stuff behind you on the floor?
It's gold, Mommy. It's the Cholito's gold. I told you I wasn't lying.
She takes the phone back, grabs her mother's hands, and stares deeply in her eyes.
If there ever was a time I need you to believe me, Mommy, the time is now, Mommy. The time is now.
What has gotten into you? Wait a second.
Olga looks at the picture again and realizes what she's looking at and starts laughing.
Ay, ya veo.
Are you laughing at me?
No, baby. No, but kinda, yeah.
Mommy.
You find yourself a Cholito de la Suerte and try to take a selfie with it? Ven aquí, mija. I always wanted a Cholito of my own so I could buy those Ray-Ban aviator shades that everyone had.
Ray-Bans?
Okay, that's not the point. They say that you should never take a picture of Cholito because it cannot be seen by anyone else or it will...
disappear! Oh, man. Se me fueron las cabras, Mommy.
Está bien, princesa. At least you get to keep your Bad Bunny shades.
Olga puts them on and poses in the mirror.
No se me ven tan mal. They don't look that bad on me, right?
Mommy... those are no good for reading, you know.
Ay, mija, qué reading ni qué nada. We got the right fit now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
In the distance, the sound of the Cholito's laughter becomes louder and louder, a sign that he will soon appear to another kid. This story is based on El Cholito de la Suerte, a folk creature from Hidalgo, Mexico. According to popular culture, this creature appears only to girls, and if he is found, you should take him, clean him, feed him, and protect him. In return, he will give you money every morning for the rest of your life, if he remains a secret. If not, the Cholito and your new fortune will disappear at once. If you're interested in learning more about the Cholito and other folktale creatures from Mexico, check out Bestiario de los Seres Fantásticos Mexicanos by Norma Muñoz Ledo and Isabel Barón, and Songs My Mother Sang to Me, an Oral History of Mexican-American Women by Patricia Preciado Martín. This podcast was produced by Studio Ochenta for Trax on PRX. Isa was voiced by Daisy Guevara. Dolly was voiced by Leisha Lopez. Olga, Issa's mom, was voiced by Silvia Rosas. The Cholito was voiced by Jose Eric Yanez. And the English teacher was voiced by Lori Martinez. Special thanks to our Cultureverse editorial team for this episode, Karen Ramos, Natalie Ramos, and Alberto Carrillo, who brought their experiences as Mexicans to this story. Our creative director and executive producer is Lori Martinez, founder of Studio Ochenta. Dr. Kiona is our consulting producer for all things culture. Our senior fiction producer is Maru Lombardo. All original opening songs for this series were composed by Gabriel Dalmaso. Music and sound design by Luis Rao Lopez Levi. And our art is by Steve Aparicio. The executive producer for Trax is Michelle Smalley, and our scripts were edited by Nathan Youngerberg. Follow us on TikTok and IG at Cultureverse Pod. Transcripts are available at ochentastudio.com/cultureverse. And I'm Kelly Marie Tran, your host. Thanks for listening.
Support for Trax comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Tracks from PRX.